Here's this hour's report of Illinois Public Media News. Federal prosecutors in Chicago contend that longtime Illinois power broker William Cellini deserves to go to prison for up to 8 years. A federal jury convicted Cellini in November of conspiring to shake down the Oscar-winning producer of Million Dollar Baby for a contribution to imprison former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich's campaign. Cellini is scheduled to be sentenced July 23rd. Prosecutors have filed a sentencing memorandum in Cellini's case that argues for a meaningful prison sentence and contends giving him probation would, quote, send exactly the wrong signal. The prosecutors, however, note they'd understand if U.S. District Judge James Eagle gives Cellini less than 8 years due to his age and health problems. The 77-year-old Cellini recently suffered a blood clot just weeks after he had a heart attack. A $4.6 million University of Illinois contract given to an architecture firm is on hold and under scrutiny after it emerged the company is partly owned by the husband of a school administrator. The contract with BLDD Architects is part of the renovation of the Natural History Building on the Urbana campus. Bruce Maxey owns 8.9% of BLDD. His wife, Jill Maxey, is the U of I's Associate Director of Planning and a former BLDD employee. Her job includes construction project oversight. The Chicago Tribune reports the State Procurement Policy Board plans to review the contract, which some board members want voided. The school signed the deal without board approval. The state requires such approval on contracts with potential conflicts of interest. Part of a measure signed by Governor Pat Quinn this week abolishing legislative scholarships seeks to address tuition and fee waivers offered at state universities. The House bill calls for setting up a legislative task force to review those benefits given to employees of universities and their children, including the half tuition waiver given to children of those who work at the U of I. Onondaga Republican Senator Shane Cultra is one of the bill's many co-sponsors. Cultra says the task force should end the practice of the waivers, but only for those at a certain income threshold.
I think if you're a university professor making $150 or $1,000 or more, I don't think probably just because you're teaching at the university, you probably don't need half off. If you're one of the other people that are making, you know, $35,000 or $40,000, then probably half off is justified and needed.
Last spring, Chicago House Democrat Luis Arroyo sponsored a bill that sought an end to the practice of the waivers. The House voted it down in late March on a 75-26 vote. As far as the scholarships are concerned, Cultura says they did a lot of good and weren't costing the state, but also felt it wasn't fair that universities had to absorb the cost of a student's tuition. The University of Illinois and TCF Bank say their five-year partnership is not among those targeted by members of Congress. Last month, the Public Interest Research Group said more than 9 million U.S. students are impacted by fees on student IDs that also function as debit cards. A letter signed this week by Senator Dick Durbin and seven other lawmakers calls for transparency, but they admit that well-operated campus debit and prepaid card programs can provide efficiencies and benefits. TCF Vice President of Campus Banking Christina Castro says this relationship differs in that it doesn't offer credit cards and won't disperse student aid as part of a bank account.
We have a Visa debit card with the account, and the student has the option to link their ID. It's not a requirement, but they can do it, and they can use their ID for debit purchases. But the features of the account where, you know, other banks would charge a monthly maintenance fee, a per-swipe POS fee, inactivity fees, account closure fees, you know, this account does not have any of those fees. And the features of this account are locked in through the contract that we have.
Jill Wilberg, director of the Office of Treasury Operations at the U of I Urbana campus, says there's an undisclosed financial commitment from TCF Bank, but says those funds are put right back into card-based programs for the students. The two parties say this relationship had a lot to do with TCF locations and the large number of students from the Chicago area who can do banking on campus or at home. The U of I Springfield campus opted out of this agreement, citing the large number of commuter students there. Critics are upset Governor Pat Quinn signed a law they say will weaken Illinois' brand new limits on campaign contributions, but as Amanda Vinicky reports, they're hoping it's not the final word.
The caps Illinois put on how much individuals, businesses, and unions can give to candidates didn't make it through a full election cycle. November would have been the first general election they'd been in place. Instead, a new law removes the limits in races in which a candidate's opponent is getting funded by a so-called super PAC. The Illinois Campaign for Political Reforms, David Morrison, says it's the wrong way to go.
There's far too much money special interest money willing to buy public policy.
Morrison says it will cause problems down the road, but supporters of the law say it's only fair. Otherwise, a candidate whose fundraising is restricted could get trounced. Morrison says he'll try to find a compromise. He wants something in Illinois law that would clarify what constitutes a super PAC. While they're supposed to be independent, he says there's usually some coordination. A narrower definition could reduce how often candidates would be allowed to collect unlimited donations. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Illinois Governor Pat Quinn is headed to Virginia to meet with other governors from around the country. Quinn's office says he's spending today and tomorrow at the annual meeting of the National Governors Association. Much of the meeting will be devoted to the economy and what states can do to help businesses grow. Quinn is supposed to lead a session on innovative Medicaid strategies. Illinois slashed Medicaid services this year and raised cigarette taxes to balance the health program's budget. The Democrat also says he'll meet with foreign delegations and a Commerce Department executive. A new look is coming to all of the in-state Amtrak routes in Illinois. Rich Egger has that story.
The state will acquire new rail cars for the Amtrak lines. IDOT Secretary Ann Schneider says there will be two tiers on these cars.
And the bi-level cars, what it does, it allows us to transport more passengers on the same footprint. So it makes it more efficient, and it gives us opportunity to expand service without having to add train sets.
Schneider also expects to offer Wi-Fi service on the new cars. She says they won't cost the state any money because they'll be paid for with federal stimulus cash. Schneider expects to start adding the new cars in 2015 and 16. Rich Ucker reporting.
Indiana state officials are warning boaters that lingering drought is making some public boat ramps unsafe, particularly along rivers. Department of Natural Resources in Indiana says shallow waters have raised the risk that boaters could damage their trailers or get them stuck in mud while trying to get their vessels down boat ramps and into waterways. State Fish and Wildlife Fisheries Specialist Jamie Smythe says some boat ramps are currently only suitable for launching canoes, kayaks, and small hand-carried boats because of low water levels. The DNR maintains hundreds of boat ramps across Indiana, but it does not monitor water levels at each site. In sports, the White Sox are on the road tonight to open a three-game series against the Kansas City Royals. Sox rookie Jose Quintana will get the start. He'll be looking to improve on his 4-1 mark. Royals starter Bruce Chen is 7-8. The Cardinals and Cincinnati Reds open a three-game set at Great American Ballpark. The Reds are a game behind the NL Central leading Pirates, while the Cards are 2.5 games off first place. St. Louis starter Adam Wainwright will be facing off against Cincinnati's Matt Latos. The Cubs have won 9 of their last 13 games, heading into their weekend series against the Arizona Diamondbacks. Cub starter Paul Mahalom is winless in 6 career starts against Arizona. The D-backs, meanwhile, plan to hand the ball this afternoon to Ian Kennedy. He's 6-7 this season. There's more news all the time online at will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, Illinois Public Media News.